For years, we didn't run a club. The clubs were telling Court Reserve, hey, I need this. Your point of sale is great, but I need it to do food and beverage. So now we have GoTab. I need my players to be able to, you know, capture their video. Now we have Save My Play. Again, it's listening to your consumer, whether that's your player from the club standpoint, or for us, it's all of our clubs and facilities that use Court Reserve and move that technology forward. The sky's the limit for technology.
Paul Olson, I'm your host of the Future of Pickleball show on Selkirk TV. I have the privilege of interviewing the most interesting leaders of the sport of pickleball. These are people that are driving the sport, making things happen, both domestically and around the world. Today, I've got a wonderful guest that I want to bring on in just a minute. But before I do, I would really like to ask you to hit the like and subscribe button. Hit the notification tab. Get yourself to a point that you're seeing these shows as soon as they come out. I have a large library of many of the most dominant people in the sport of pickleball who have been on this show. Take the opportunity to look at it. With that in mind, I want to welcome Ashley Owens, the co-founder of Court Reserve. Ashley, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. We are so excited to be here with you.
Good. One of the things that I always like to start off with are, we're in this relatively new sport. Sort of two-part question. How did you personally get involved in pickleball, and how did the business side of pickleball come into your world?
Sure. So Tim and I, back when we lived in North Carolina, we were avid tennis players, and we started Court Reserve out of a need. So we would drive to our tennis facility 20 minutes away and be in the parking lot, have to put our name on a whiteboard. There was no technology. It was so frustrating. So with Tim's development background and my sales and marketing background, we knew there had to be a better way for our own tennis club. So we started Court Reserve nights and weekends, and then we started getting interest from something called pickleball clubs. And we just were very interested in that. And so we actually sponsored the World Pickleball Tournament. It was down in Port St. Lucie, Florida, and it was kind of a getaway for us. And you know, when we would play tennis tournaments, Paul, Tim and I would go and there would be like 100 people, maybe 150. And it was very quiet, very reserved. At this pickleball tournament, there was like 1,000 people and they were having a blast and people were cheering for them. And it was so much fun. Tim and I went back to the hotel that night. They had wooden paddles. We took those paddles out to the tennis court and we started hitting pickleballs. By the time we got home, I actually had Selkirk paddles waiting for me by Amazon.
Good.
And it just kind of took off from there. So now we understood the excitement of the sport. We, as racket players already loved it and could play. And so to this day, that was several years ago, maybe 4 or 5 years ago. My husband has picked up a tennis racket a few times since then, but he is a well over 5.0 pickleball player now. We actually opened Old Coast Pickleball here in St. Augustine, Florida this past year. And so our company and us personally, we're all in on pickleball now.
You know, I do want to, I love the fact that when I'm dealing with people who are on the business side of pickleball that are really committed to it, obviously you are with Court Reserve. Tell us about your facility before we get into Court Reserve particularly.
Yeah, so there is not really an indoor facility within a good hour of here in St. Augustine. And so Tim, with his love of the sport, and he had created such a great community of pickleball friends, we knew that it was a great opportunity to not only have a pickleball indoor space here in St. Augustine, but also from the business aspect of Court Reserve, because now we are the business owner, the front desk, that instructor piece, right? So now we get to build our software from the view of those club owners themselves. So it was really twofold.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is such a perfect segue, because one of the things that I would like to do, my HOA in Arizona, we use Court Reserve. That's how we get on, how we get our courts set aside. So I know it from a player's side, but I would like you to kind of go through your technology and what is the service providing that you do for both the facility and for the players themselves?
So let's start with the player. That's the most important person when they use technology, because number one, they need to know what you have going on at your facility, whether you're a private club, public, HOA, an academy. The player experience is one of the most important parts that we focus on at Court Reserve. So making it easy for them to have visibility for what you offer, ability to make that reservation or sign up for an open play, sign up for a lesson with an instructor, you know, pay for those things online, be able to get notified when things change or that they're confirmed for their lesson or their reservation, and then to be able to look back and see their league match results, you know, purchase something from your point of sale, a Selkirk paddle from the, you know, the club. So everything in one space. Court Reserve also, now that we have facilities all over the world, you know, if you're a Court Reserve player in one facility, it's easy for you to become a member and go to other facilities and easily take that same data. The club has the information, and it's very easy for you to do those things. Now, from the facility, the club standpoint, or even like a park and rec standpoint, you're going to be able to keep up with, you know, how often are your players playing, right? A lot of utilization and data that's really important so that you can look back and see which events are the most popular, which ones are waitlisted, which ones can you add additional staff to. There's a lot of data that needs to happen when running any sort of business. Pickleball is no exclusion to that. So Court Reserve, we're really focused on a customizable experience for that club. You can literally, we have pickleball and tennis, that's our focus, but you can put all kinds of things within Court Reserve because it is so customizable. And again, it's allowing the club to set it up the way that they want their business to run, allowing their players to do what they want them to do, and then be able to pull the reporting and data on the back end to make good business decisions.
Hi, I want to tell you guys about one of the best additions I've got to my game. And it's not another paddle, it's not another shirt, it's my Selkirk Tour Bag. Selkirk bags are designed with tremendous intent. They're to help you organize, to keep things that you need with you where you can get at them whenever you want them. The beauty of the Selkirk bags is they're designed by a company that really thinks first, last, and always about pickleball. They've created a series of bags at all kinds of price points that are tremendously well designed, and frankly, they look really good. Look at the Selkirk bags, not only for what you do courtside, I use my tour bag as my travel bag when I'm going around the country. Selkirk will help you have the best experience you can have. Enjoy it. Thanks so much. You can find all the bags on Selkirk.com's website. You know, that's really interesting. I've had the privilege of interviewing a number of the CEOs of some of the major franchise organizations, and we always spend a lot of time talking about the programming. And each one of them has a very different approach. They've got lots of different strategies and ideas. And I'm looking forward to, as the sport continues to evolve on a business side of things, I think there's a lot to be learned here in the next 2 to 3 years that we can all fantasize that we know the answer, but the consumer and the marketplace are going to resolve that. Your system, I'm guessing, will contribute heavily to that.
Yes. In fact, we are already currently doing integrations with some of those things. So think about it. GoTab is a food and beverage point of sale. A lot of our enterprise or multi-location models have a play and eat franchise model. So having like an integration with GoTab or an integration with Save My Play, players want to record their play on court. They want to share those recordings. They want to easily be able to capture and, you know, send their friends their best shot of the day. We're doing some integrations with some new door lock integrations so that some of our franchises and some of our clubs, they want the member or that player to be able to easily access their facility without staff being their first thing on a, you know, Friday morning as well. So I think that what we are doing and the way we have built Court Reserve over the years is we have an idea board. for years, we didn't run a club. The clubs were telling Court Reserve, hey, I need this. Your point of sale is great, but I need it to do food and beverage. So now we have GoTab. I need my players to be able to, you know, capture their video. Now we have Save My Play. Again, it's listening to your consumer, whether that's your player from the club standpoint, or for us, it's all of our clubs and facilities that use Court Reserve, and move that technology forward. The sky's the limit for technology and, you know, facilities and what they're going to need. It's very exciting to be in technology right now.
You know, the word technology has come up more and more on my show since I began kind of working with some of the national and now global enterprises. Technology seems to be the driver that's sort of late to the game, but it's mm-hmm. catching up fast. Tell me about sort of in your fantasy world, what do you think is yet to be done in the technology sector?
Well, I think that from our world, you know, the use of ratings and technology is super powerful, and we're just capturing a little part of it right now. There's a couple of great rating systems out there, and those ratings allowing players to play within their own range. A lot of times in this market, it's hard to actually capture that, right? And so we're working with a lot of great partners that are already in the space and integrating those ratings into the system, and then allowing those clubs to make great event ideas using ratings, right? Because nobody wants to go onto the sport, onto a court, onto a field, and be dominated or dominate someone else. That's just not a fun way to play. So I think that definitely ratings and space, that's great. I think a lot of these franchises and the ability to do enterprise memberships. So if I'm a member of one club and I get to travel around the country, having network memberships, that's another great technology that we are working on right now for the future, because pickleball is not going away, Paul. There's going to be more and more coming to play. The franchises are opening up. And again, it's an exciting time. I think that AI technology and coaching is something that we're looking at as well. Using coaches all over the country to coach online. That's another great thing that I think that we can use in the future, because you may live in a rural area that doesn't have the ability to have many coaches, but maybe there's a great coach out in, you know, California that can coach me in Florida. So again, I think there's a lot to learn on the horizon, a lot of exciting things to think about.
You know, you started that description off with the idea of how ratings could potentially be a real factor for you. I literally 2 days ago with a board member from my HOA, I was talking about the fact that we don't have a direct integration to rating. And I know it's reflected in some of the issues that go on in the play at the facility that is where my home is. And he was saying, well, it's so difficult to capture the information to be relevant. And I said, boy, I hope somebody could figure out how to make that a more seamless approach. And I'm gonna mention to Todd that I had this conversation with you today, and that he should stay in touch.
Yes, there's good things coming. I don't want to give too much out of the bag.
No. But it is, you know, one of the things that I try and do with this show is I get the opportunity to talk to people who really are doing something special. And there's people all over the country and now all over the world that are watching and going, oh my God, how could we do that in our part of the world? I didn't know that existed. I didn't know that was possible. So that's where I love to have these sort of free form conversations, because it's technology is now catching up with this insane rate of growth that our sport has had. And it's the new innovative, creative ideas that I hope to get the word out on, so people can say, oh my God, we would benefit. Our experience would be better with that. And, you know, I'm going to tell you, if you don't mind, Ashley, I want to throw in a quick commercial here for Selkirk TV app. Those of you might be watching this on YouTube, if you're watching it on the Selkirk TV app, thank you. If you're not, download the Selkirk TV app. It is the most innovative, creative, aggregating pickleball site on the internet. We have the great podcasters. The lesson teaching components that Ashley's talking about are readily available. We do live pro broadcasts, and there are previously recorded pro tournaments that are available from end to end. The Selkirk TV app is invaluable if you're in the pickleball space. You know, one of the things that I like to do is kind of get a little bit of an idea from you. You've been on a pretty fast track with Court Reserve as far as pickleball is concerned. To the best of my knowledge, you're 2 years, 3 years into the pickleball space. Is that about right or longer?
Yeah, probably a little bit longer, probably okay. Since 2019.
And it looks to me like your rate of acceptance is accelerating dramatically. I mean, I see Court Reserve come up in a lot of these conversations with other business leaders about how they're managing their businesses and things. Can you guide me a little bit as to what you think is kind of on the horizon on sort of a 2 to 3 year time frame for Court Reserve and then maybe even things beyond Court Reserve?
Yeah, so I think that right now in the tennis and pickleball space, you know, it's an exciting time to be at Court Reserve. We really value the customer and just the relationships that we are building. We get a lot of referrals. And so that's a great problem to have is when we've done such a great job, you know, being that, you know, leader for the software of one facility and they love it so much. We have players take Court Reserve back to their other facilities, which is an incredible experience for them and for us as well. So I think that, you know, continuing with racket sports in general, you know, padel's coming up, you know, there's a lot of other rackets in the business that Court Reserve already does, but will do and continue to do. Court Reserve, we have a 10-year plan right now. We want to, you know, be very strategic about the technologies and in the space. Right now, you know, we are a worldwide brand. And so we're going to continue to keep our focus on North America and kind of see where that goes. We take it very seriously about not, you know, growing out of our range, right? So we are hiring people. We are implementing new processes. We have some strategic focus on making sure that our customer, whether they were customer day one or a customer 2 years from now, they're going to get the same great experience and the same experience, whether they've been here 2 months or 10 years. So again, it's a great problem to work on right now. And when you grow quickly, it's something to be very careful of.
You know, you mentioned what's kind of a magic point for me right now, and that's the idea of you mentioned padel, but I also see badminton, table tennis. I see the court sport thing coming in such a big way. I spent my entire working life in the sporting goods business in different segments of it. So I've always been very sort of attuned to what's happening and what's current. And we have this enormous problem with football and soccer with having concussion protocols that I understand that football's participation at the high school level is off like 30% from what it was a couple of years ago because people want to be able to be an athlete and be in a sport and not have lifelong injuries from it. So I think the court sports can be very cool. Does badminton or table tennis come up in your radar screen at all as you look forward?
Oh, absolutely. Badminton, we have a lot of badminton clubs that already use Court Reserve to run their day-to-day. And I think that's a sport. I took badminton in college, so I think that's a great sport. I think that racket sports are one of the best things for any age that, you know, you can get involved. You don't have to be a full-blown athlete. I think that just movement in general, as we go through our life, it can just be such a good thing for all of us. In fact, my nephew, he lives in a small town in North Carolina, off the map where I grew up, and they just put a pickleball court in his high school. And so, you know, having the ability to learn these sports as young people and then growing through the ages, I mean, it's something that I think is just good for any age and any ability.
You know, when you talk about the schools and education piece, I live in Arizona, and the Phoenix market is, I would say, the hottest pickleball market on earth. Our State Board of Education has begun reaching out to the major heads of sports in the different cities all over Arizona, asking them to start thinking about getting pickleball courts onto their middle school and high school campuses because they see it as a major direction athletically, and it they get great utilization in small space. There's just a lot of positives there. When you mentioned that you'd played badminton in college, one of the things that I had an experience many years ago in the pickleball space, I was running a program in a volleyball gym where we had the classic multi-line deal, and because we were running a pickleball and had pickleball lines, the badminton community found out about it. And they said, oh, well, could we put our singles lines and doubles lines in there? And we had a number of badminton coaches starting to use the space that we had when we weren't using it. And I ended up getting invited to do an exhibition at the Minnesota State Badminton Championships. And we had two pickleball courts set up for 2 hours. And the response that we got was amazing. And their comment was that they had the same issues that tennis does. At 45 and older, they start losing their competitive players. They have a lot of people that as they age out of the sport, they have no options and alternatives. And so they were looking at what can we do to keep our older players athletic. And so that was it's just a little aside. I didn't mean to get off track from, but
no, I love it. Actually, I want to mention something. So we work closely with the USTA, and they have a new program called USTA. It's adult red ball tennis.
Right.
We actually played it out in Palm Desert, and we brought a kit out to Old Coast Pickleball. And we have had adults who are slow in mobility but used to play full court tennis, and they are playing red ball tennis. So I agree. I mean, again, it's getting people moving. That's what we need, regardless if it's a paddle or racket. It, whatever it looks like.
Well, and I think I did a show some months ago about my belief that pickleball could become the largest participation sport on earth. And it's because of this insane demographic that we've got. In my entire life in the sporting goods world, there's never been a sport that had the 8 to 80 demographic that we do right here. And it just seems to me that it opens up so many opportunities. And I know how important technology is in terms of allowing people, allowing clubs to optimize their court utilization, but allowing players to adjust their schedules readily and go, I can do it when I need to do it. And, you know, I've got to get on my app and get it done.
Yeah, well, like at Old Coast, so on Friday nights, the young people, they love playing from 10 till midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning. Now, Tim and I are asleep here, you know, in Florida. But it, again, you can have technology set for different ages, set for different demographics, you know, with those locked door codes. I mean, there's a lot to use in technology. And, you know, doing things like that is a great way to add additional revenue and playing time for different age brackets at your facility.
Now, what is the best way for somebody watching this that wants to connect with you to get in touch?
Sure. They can go out to courtreserve.com. They can get on a demo call. Our team is the best follow-up team ever. If you don't want to hear from us, don't contact us. Or they can simply just send an email to info@courtreserve.com and tell us what they're interested in, and we're glad to help them. Even if they're not ready to use us now, you know, we're always interested in making new friends. And so please contact us.
You know, Ashley, I've really enjoyed this. This has been great. And it's always exciting for me. I'm obviously pretty passionate about the sport of pickleball and growing pickleball. And I know how important these different modules are to making the sport grow bigger, better, faster. I'm glad to hear that you're starting to look at the international scene, because it's just some of the people that I'm getting a chance to interview and the money that's coming into helping to grow the sport, particularly in Asia. It's just off the charts. And so I think all of us that have been around this game a long time think, oh, it's grown. It's so big. It's so, I think we are still just in the immersion stage, and it's going to blow up. Well, yes. Ashley, thank you very much for being on the show today. I sure appreciate it. Thanks for coming on.